Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And hello, I'm Rob.
Rob, I'm having a bit of trouble with my computer.
What again? What's the problem this time?
Well, I've written the script for this programme, but it won't save. And I can't print it out. This computer just does not work. Can you fix it?
Let me have a pop at it.
A pop? Are you going to make it explode? That's a bit extreme, Rob.
Don't worry, Feifei. If I have a pop at something, I just mean I'll try and do it. So I'll have a go at doing something like fixing your computer.
Right. OK. Rob, have a pop then. But just don't delete all my work.
Don't worry, Feifei. I would never do that, would I? Let's hear some more examples of the phrase while I sort this out.
I'm going to have a pop at doing this online application for a passport. Apparently, it's really easy.
We had a pop at making a cake, but we baked it for too long and it burnt.
Why not have a pop at yoga? I've heard it's good for your mind, body and soul.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learner English, and we're talking about the phrase have a pop, which means to try something. So, Rob, you've had a pop at fixing my computer. Any luck?
Not exactly. Everything seems to have disappeared from the screen.
Let me look. No! You have deleted my script! Rob, did you know that have a pop has another meaning?
Oh, yeah, what's that?
To have a pop also means to criticise or even to try and hit someone.
Oh.
And I'm going to have a pop at you for losing my script.
Hold on, Feifei. If we don't have a script, we won't know what will happen next.
I think the listeners know, Rob, don't they? Bye.
Bye. Ouch!
The English We Speak.
From the BBC.